I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If the last couple years had a punchline, it would be this. You know the special agent in charge, the FBI agent, who launched the Russia hoax? You know, the Russia hoax, where the FBI and Department of Injustice spent years searching for even a bloody dime taken by Trump from Russia? That Russia hoax, where they assured us he was probably controlled, as did the media, by the Russians? By God, they just needed a special investigation to prove it. That Russia hoax? The agent who launched that Russia hoax, wait for it, is himself a Russian agent. Wait, what? Yep, in the employ of no less than Russia. His name is Charles McGonigal. If you go back in the archives of the Washington Post and the New York Times, he is a hero, celebrated, a patriot. He led the counterintelligence office in the New York office of the FBI. He was known as a spy tracker. And boy, did he track Russian spies and their wallets from which they paid him. A large portion of the preliminary work that resulted in the launch of the Russia collusion hoax, now known as Crossfire Hurricane, was done by McGonigal because he had all these, you know, Russian connections. Yeah, that Charles McGonigal. He was just sentenced to serve more than 4 years in federal prison for taking at least $17,000 from a guy by the name of Oleg Deripaska. He's a Russian oligarch who paid off McGonigal. They actually think there's a whole lot more money, but that's all they've been able to find. If you're wondering, how the heck did I miss this? It's not an accident. The mainstream media wanted you to miss it. They all covered the sentencing and conviction of Charles McGonigal. They just left out the Russia collusion part. But go back in their archives. And again, McGonigal is a hero, a guy who pumped Oleg Deripaska for the really critical information about the threat to our democracy posed by Trump, who was, of course, as we know, controlled by Russia. They just had to find the money. It turns out the money was actually going to McGonigal. If this story doesn't show you what very fake times we live in, I don't know what does. The Russia collusion hoax wasn't a 1 day, 1 month, or even 6 month affair. No, it was a 2.5 year affair. In fact, remember, at times, Brett Bozell, who does media research, found that CNN was devoting up to 65% of its nightly newscast to the story, which was fake. At that point, folks, it's not a fake story. It's a fake reality. Remember how terrified liberals were? How we had stories about them getting psychological counseling? Because they felt that their democracy was under attack. They were on the edge of losing their freedoms, of losing their country to Russians. When the entire Russia collusion hoax, it would appear, given who was there at the birth of it, was in fact started by Russia. See, that's the question this leaves me with. Was this started by Russia? We know who the key players were now. The FBI, Hillary Clinton's campaign, she planted it, and an FBI agent just convicted for taking bribes from a Russian oligarch. Folks, did Russia plant this whole thing? Was that the actual election interference? Russia working with the Democrats? It would actually make a lot of sense. And that's just the first reality-shattering headline today. Wait till you hear the second. But first, and we'll return to the podcast in less than a minute, I promise. Have you signed up for PhD weight loss yet in January? Yeah, eat what you want over Christmas, knowing your appointment to make a new you is already on the books for January. You'll enjoy that food so much more, knowing that by the summer, you're going to have a whole new health profile. You'll feel so much better, and you'll probably be unrecognizable like I was after I took off 29 pounds and have now kept it off for 10 months. What I love is they target that visceral fat that puts out its own hormones, slows down your metabolism. It'll change your life. Find out more. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. You can do it over Zoom from any state in the nation. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. On the Battleground America podcast, we've been following for a long time the Pentagon's bizarre, and there's no other word for it, bizarre decision to fund lethal COVID virus experiments. Not just anywhere in the world. No. In a Chinese military bioweapons lab that was known to the world as a Chinese military bioweapons lab. What a great idea. The question remains, did the Pentagon help create COVID? And if so, why? Well, there was a mind-numbing break in this story this week. From where else? The UK Daily Mail. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have a clue what's going on in this country. Here's the headline. Is this the smoking gun for the COVID lab leak? It's a recipe. You have recipes around your home? Oh, this is a special recipe. It's the recipe for something they called SARS-CoV-2. Wait, isn't that the actual scientific name of what would later become COVID-19? Wait, there was a recipe for its creation rolling around? Yeah. It was actually part of a proposal by scientists seeking funding from DARPA, which is a Pentagon agency that funds technologies that might be useful to the military. It was actually an application for a grant from Echo Health Alliance. Wait, why did they say they wanted to create this SARS-CoV-2? Oh, in partnership with scientists from the Wuhan lab. Oh, you're gonna love this. Because they needed to create this deadly virus in order to create a shot to stop the deadly virus, and also monoclonal antibodies to stop the deadly virus. How about this? We wouldn't need either of those if you don't make the deadly virus. Nah, that makes way too much sense for our government. The year this recipe for SARS-CoV-2 was presented to the Pentagon for funding by the lunatics at Echo Health Alliance was 2018. By 2019, it would hit the mainland and kill millions across the globe. You were never actually supposed to be able to read this horrendous grant proposal. It was part of something called Project Diffuse. And you'd never be any the wiser if a nonprofit whistleblower group called US Right to Know hadn't gotten a hold of it. But wait, it gets worse. Those aren't the only papers they got a hold of. They also got a hold of emails back and forth between the scientists, including scientists with the Wuhan lab, where they discussed lying to the Pentagon about this, lying in their proposal. And ultimately, they did. They claimed most of the work would be done in the U.S., but instead it was done at the Wuhan lab. They also told the Pentagon that the Wuhan lab was a level 3 biosecurity facility. It was a level 2. Peter Daszak, the head of Echo Health Alliance, even went back and forth with the Chinese scientists involved about downplaying their roles in order to fool the Pentagon. But at least in this case, the Pentagon wasn't fooled. DARPA turned down Professor Peter Daszak and his merry band of Chinese lunatics for the funding. But the problem is, they gave him $47 million worth of other grants, the details of which we still don't entirely know. I sure hope the same nonprofit group gets a hold of those papers. But it doesn't really matter. What you have in writing from Echo Health Alliance, a group funded by Anthony Fauci and the Pentagon, 2018 is the name and the recipe for COVID. The virus they made matches exactly with their plans and recipe for making it. Here's what the UK Daily Mail writes. Matt Ridley, a biologist and science writer who's written extensively about the potential lab leak, said this latest document makes the case for the lab leak almost certain. Yeah, of course it does. A reckless experiment, he said, known at the time to be reckless, probably caused the deaths of millions of people. Scientists and the media conspired to conceal the evidence. Let that sink in, he said. So we don't actually know why the Pentagon turned down this grant. Perhaps it was because they intended to give them a bigger one. But we do know they turned it down. But here's where things get nuts. You, me, normal people like us would assume if you committed fraud, because that's what this is, that you'd be arrested, especially if it appears you might have killed several million people. But no, not Peter Daszak. He's practically royalty.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this is exactly where a Republican district attorney in a GOP state somewhere needs to arrest Daszak, at a minimum for fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud. Because this right here proves it. In a just world, in a sane world, in a world where people merely wanted to survive another decade, Daszak would be deep inside a cell somewhere, locked away. Congress kind of recognized that a couple of weeks ago when, in a rare bipartisan move, it banned the Pentagon from funding anything at the Wuhan lab anymore. But it won't matter. The mass murdering, it appears, scientists at Echo Health Alliance have moved on to experimenting with bat viruses and COVID viruses. Wait, where? Oh, Vietnam and Myanmar this time. Wait, it's still led by Peter Daszak? Yep. Still funded by the Pentagon. Oh, yeah. Remember, that's the same Peter Daszak, head of Echo Health Alliance, who once stood beside Anthony Fauci on a stage and explained what he did at the Wuhan lab. This was in late 2017. Or rather, what he sent the Pentagon and the National Institutes of Health's money to the Wuhan lab for Chinese scientists to do. He said he created killers.
So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. And you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
That really do look like killers. He's so casual about it. But I mean, if Daszak's hiding out in Myanmar and Vietnam with your money, making new killer bad viruses, he'd be hard to arrest, right? Nah. Because guess what he's opening in America? The UK Daily Mail covered that too. U.S. media ignored it. What they call, listen to the headline here, America's frightening new bat lab, $12 million taxpayer-funded National Institutes of Health research facility in Colorado will import bats from Asia and infect them with deadly diseases. Which diseases? COVID-19, COVID-19 offspring, the Nipah virus, and Barack Obama's favorite. Remember when he tried to scare us with Ebola? Yeah, they're still working on that. Ebola, another weapon. I'm sorry. Virus of choice. Folks, when the UK Daily Mail refers to this new lab in Colorado as frightening, you know America's plum lost its mind. You could tell the reporter thinks that. Is anybody even trying to stop that? Never mind that this guy should be arrested and probably tried at The Hague. What is anybody trying to stop this? One person, according to the UK Daily Mail, Senator Joni Ernst, Republican from Iowa, told the Daily Mail, quote, "We cannot allow any batty experiments of pandemic potential to be unleashed on our own shores. Americans have suffered enough from Fauci-funded risky research, which is why I am working to defund Echo Health that funneled taxpayer dollars to Chinese state-run Wuhan lab. The world cannot afford another lab leak, especially one on U.S. soil or near our military bases." So, look, it's insane. Not only is it insane that Daszak's not behind bars, It's insane that we still can't seem to stop the funding of Echo Health Alliance. What is it with these people? And folks, you got to understand something. Echo Health Alliance worked with a company called MetaBiota inside the Wuhan lab, who provided the funding capital for MetaBiota. Two sources, Rosemont Seneca, when it was headed by Hunter Biden and John Kerry's stepson, and then the Pentagon. So it's safe to say that Echo Health Alliance has some very powerful and perhaps homicidal Biden crime family backers. Now, in light of that, remember former CDC director Robert Redfield's warning. He pops up every few months to beg us to stop gain-of-function research. The exact kind of research Echo Health Alliance and Peter Daszak did at the Wuhan lab are doing now in Vietnam and presumably will do in Colorado. And he says he wants to retire. He is retired. He wants to retire. He wants to go away, but he can't because he wants you to know the great pandemic is coming because of this research.
You know, I just prefer to stay out of the public eye and been there, done that. But I took this position because I feel very strongly that we need to have a moratorium on gain-of-function research. I told you that the great pandemic is coming. I think it's going to come not from spillover. It's going to become from gain-of-function research or intentional bioterrorism.
Again, Dr. Robert Redfield isn't just some guy. He's the former CDC director. I would argue the last sane CDC director America had, and he keeps warning us. Why won't anyone listen?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.